On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian, how are you? Oh, hello? Have we got a Fabian on the line there? Oh, we might have just accidentally dropped the call there.
I thought we had that old sustle.
Tell you what, we'll play some Arthur Russell and then we will sort this out. We'll be back with your movie chat in just a couple of minutes. Arthur Russell, You Did It Yourself. That collection of Arthur Russell tracks, Iowa Dream, is out today. I'm very much looking forward to having a deep dive back into that.
On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian.
Morena, Rachel, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Sorry about a little bit of mucking around on the line there. It's nice to hear from you.
Yeah, it's nice to speak to you. It's been a crazy week. We just had another lovely school shooting this morning here in California.
Oh, that's awful.
Which is a disturbingly regular occurrence, but it's all sort of an ongoing situation. But, I mean, I think maybe one person died, but only. Anyway, that's
oh, I'm so sorry. That's an awful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, when are they going to do something about it? It's shocking that it's not deemed a priority, but that's the current state of this so-called country.
Mm.
I was just down in Atlanta this week.
Oh, yes? What were you doing down there?
It's a really interesting place to be. I was visiting the set of an upcoming superhero movie, a giant one. But I don't actually think I can tell you what it is, so I shouldn't have brought it up.
Whoa, no, that's exciting, though. That's like the biggest oh, I've got a secret, but I can't share that with you. flex ever.
It may have been by design.
I see. When will you be able to tell us about that?
Like literally not for at least 12 months.
Ah, damn.
The film's not out till 2021, so.
Wow. That's very exciting, yeah. Though. Have you been to see anything that you can chat to us about?
I don't even know if cinema is still going to be a thing in 2021, let alone print media. All this planet will be a scorched fireball by then. I'm doing something exciting this week. I'm talking to the director and cast of Knives Out, which is an upcoming whodunit that I've seen and is really, really good. It's kind of a 70s style death trap sleuth kind of whodunit, directed by Rian Johnston. It's got people like Chris Evans and Jamie Lee Curtis and Don Johnson and Ana de Armas, which I'm very excited about. I did a pretty nutty thing last week. I did a big Days of Our Lives press day.
Oh, really?
Quite full on. I hadn't thought about that show in a long time, and now they're saying maybe it's on the way out, but we'll see. Lots happening.
I haven't seen, going back to Knives Out, I haven't seen Jamie Lee Curtis in a movie for ages and ages. I sort of forgot about her, but she was so iconic in movies I watched when I was growing up.
Yeah, Fish Called Wanda. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Freaky Friday.
But you're not a horror fan, are you?
No, I'm not. But I respect
the
genre.
Film was the Halloween reboot? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what? Do you know what's coming out in New Zealand this week? Anything that we should be keeping our eyes out for in the cinemas?
Yeah, quite a lot of interesting stuff actually. There's Ford versus Ferrari, which is this Christian Bale, Matt Damon film about men and their racing cars. I have not seen that yet, but it's getting pretty good reviews. Charlie's Angels, a reboot of that.
I'll definitely be heading to see that
franchise. Yep, with Kristen Stewart and Naomi Scott from Aladdin. And there's a French film called Portrait of a Lady on Fire, which is one of the most well-reviewed films of the year. It's directed by an amazing French filmmaker named Céline Sciamma, who I interviewed a few years ago for a film she made called Girlhood. And she's a very celebrated auteur. This is a period piece starring Sciamma's girlfriend, Adèle Haenel, who's one of the top young French actresses who's gotten a lot of attention in France recently for calling out sexual harassment she endured as a very young teenager from filmmakers. And France is one of these countries that could be said to be dragging its heels a little bit on the whole Me Too thing, because that's just the French for you. But her claims have been met with a lot of support from top French talent, which is quite encouraging.
Mm.
That's all obviously entirely separate to Portrait of a Lady on Fire, but that looks like a pretty amazing film. And also out is The Beach Bum, which is the latest film from Harmony Korine, who's an interesting American filmmaker who first gained attention for writing the screenplay for the 90s movie Kids and went on to make films like Spring Breakers, which came out about 7 years ago now, amazingly.
Wow.
And the beach bum is like the ultimate Matthew McConaughey vehicle. He just plays a dedicated stoner poet, party hardy dude who that's it. Lots of interesting it's pretty much it. It's just kind of a hangout movie.
Nice.
It's got full of neon colors, fun supporting performances by people like Snoop Dogg playing a character called Lingerie.
Lingerie.
And, Jonah Hill. Yeah, Jonah Hill shows up.
This sounds
and
like
Martin Lawrence.
Wow, that's a big cast of people that you just kind of want to watch just sort of mucking around, doesn't it?
Yeah, and there's even a really funny sort of cameo performance from Zac Efron.
Wow.
The film's kind of a big pile of nothingness, but it's a really fun pile of nothingness.
Awesome.
to spend time with. And Matthew McConaughey's kind of, every time he achieves success, he re-embraces his image as, you know, just a, hey, man, yeah, kind of dude. So
I had a friend who used to be able to do that chest whacking thing that he does in the movie really, really well, and it was quite an impressive party trick. I can't. I'm not going to do an impression of it because I'll just look like an idiot.
Making your own chest.
Yeah, no, he does that thing where he like makes a noise and then he does like a beat on his chest, and it was like in a movie and it was a whole big thing for a while.
I know the scene you're talking about from Wolf of Wall Street. I'm just saying. What? I don't think there's any particular skill required to smack one's own chest with a fist.
True. Maybe I'm giving this too much hype there. Hey, so those are some good picks of movies that are rolling out. Thank you very much, Fabian. Lots of stuff that people can go and see in the weekend. Anything that you're particularly looking forward to seeing in the next week or so?
There's actually one other film hitting New Zealand cinemas this week that I think I'm going to go try and see in a cinema here this weekend. Martin Scorsese's The Irishman, which is a Netflix film getting a small token release in cinemas before it goes on to Netflix. This is the 3.5-hour jobby with Robert De Niro, Al Pacino and Joe Pesci. Involves Jimmy Hoffa and stuff like that. I really want to see this on a big screen.
Awesome.
And not on Netflix. So, yeah, that's playing in New Zealand cinemas from now as well, I believe.
Wicked. Well, thank you very much, Fabian. We'll speak to you again next week. Have a good one.
Awesome. Cheers.
Cheers.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You certainly have. Thank you again.